from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull and Dave Smith now along with me as we rejoin you for high school hoops. We're now at Oneonta State. It's the girls' Class D Section 4 Finals between the number one team in the state in Class D, the South Courtright Lady Rams. They are the number two seed in this bracket. They're taking on Tri-Valley champion, the Milford Lady Wildcats. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara is on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Dave and I, of course, Dave is a local AAU coach and is my partner on the WCDO Sports Podcast. We'll break it down. We know these two teams very well. SK and Milford coming up. We'll be right back. You're listening to live championship basketball this afternoon on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. It's Nate Lull and Dave Smith here on the WCDO Sports Podcast. Not the podcast, but we're here on our normal broadcast as it's Section 4 Class D Hoops live from Oneonta State. I'm so used to saying the podcast with you, Dave. We do it every Tuesday here on CDO, but so glad to have you here for this one.
Excited to be here. You know, we did a game the other night. It was exciting down in Bainbridge, and now we got, you know, what I think is the best team in New York State, which they are the ranked number one South Court Rams, which I get to coach a couple of those kids. It should be a live one. Place is packed, so it should be exciting to do this, Nate.
Dave is a local Catskill Mountain AAU coach. You work closely with Milford head coach Jim Weir, who's just across the floor from us here. But this South Courtright Lady Rams team, 22-0, the number one team in New York State Class D, but they go up against a tough Milford squad here today who are led by junior Addie Lawson. She went over 1,000 points earlier this year. They're the Tri-Valley champions. They've had to fight their way through the bracket to get here. But they're here, and they will give South Courtright as much as they can here today. And you just never know. Sometimes maybe the number one seed doesn't always get all the way to the finals, so you just never know.
Hey, that's why they play the game, right, Nate? I mean, here's the thing. You do have Addie Lawson. She's a winner. She's going to do everything she can to put her team on her back and say, hey, let's go. Jim Weir is a mastermind of a coach, you know, so you know he's got a game plan coming into this thing. And, you know, Josh Burrow's on the other side. He's He's been here before, so there's a lot of experience on both sides of the floor here trying to get this thing going.
There certainly is. Going to be a great one here. Of course, we'll be following this broadcast with the boys' Class D final between South Courtright as well and Lawrence. Some special sponsors. This is some extra coverage we're doing here today on CDO, some teams we don't normally see. Want to make sure we thank the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, as well as Staffworks in Norwich, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Robinson Terrace Senior and Assisted Living Facility of Stamford. These are all sponsors who have stepped up to help make this game possible today. Milford and South Courtright here for the girls' game, and of course the boys' game later between Lawrence and South Courtright. We're going to have the national anthem. We'll take a break and be right back. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull on WCDO Sports.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel has super group rates on a variety of unique trips. Their popular Nashville show trip will fill up fast. Leaves October 25th. This 7-day motor coach trip includes hotel, Grand Ole Opry show, Country Music Hall of Fame, 10 meals, and lots more. Only $689 per person. If a cruise is more your style, cruise from New York to the Southern Caribbean next January 31st, 2016. Visit ports in San Juan, St. Thomas, Tortola, St. Lucia, Barbados, and St. Kitts. Inside cabin, an incredible $789 per person. Don't delay. Awesome group trips at Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Stop in or call for a flyer, 563-2156, 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Attention job seekers in Oneonta. Are you looking for that next career step? Staffworks is now recruiting for assembler positions in Oneonta. A number of full and part-time positions at $8.75 an hour are now open in Oneonta, and Staffworks is your key to getting one of these new jobs. For more information, call Staffworks at 334-5055. That's 334-5055. Assembler positions are available now in Oneonta. Apply online at staffworkscny.com. That's staffworkscny.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Live from Oneonta State, Nate Lull, Dave Smith for WCDO Radio. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com. That is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. And again, this is a special game. I know we're going to have lots of special listeners out there on our web stream from some of these schools, from Lawrence and Milford, and of course, South Courtright, having both boys and girls teams here today. I want to welcome you in. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Each team being announced in full here before we get set. South Courtright will be wearing the home white uniforms tonight with the navy blue, well, more of a royal blue trim, and the black trim as well. And Milford will be in their road dark uniforms. That's the purple with the white trim. It says Milford in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So we'll be set here in just a couple of minutes. Dave, if you're Milford here, you're going up against a team that is considered a juggernaut in South Courtright. What do you have to do to try to slow them down as they have so many weapons across the floor?
You got to do the little things. You got to rebound the basketball, limit their second possession. You really got to play tough-nosed defense. Offensively, you don't want to get in a track meet with this team. You get into a track meet, you're just asking for trouble. So slow down, run an efficient offense, which Jim Weir can do. You know, I coached against him in AAU a couple times. You know, he can slow it down. So you got to slow down, come down, and make the best of every possession that you have.
Both teams, as we said, being announced. They announced the whole team first, and now they're getting to the starters. Let's do the starting lineup here first for the Milford Lady Wildcats. a senior number 10, Emily Mertz, a junior number 15, Taylor Olmsted, a sophomore number 20, Savannah Eckbird, and number 24, Addie Lawson, the junior, of course, who leads this team, and also number 22, Matea Waters. A lot of these girls have had exceptional experiences in sectionals. They've had to go all the way to the section finals for soccer. They've been in some deep runs in basketball as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Milford has played on this floor a couple of more times than South Courtright this year. And we've talked about the challenges that the tight rims here and the big floor present for some teams. Do you think that could play into today's contest at all?
Always does. I mean, you think back last year, you look at, I think it was the final game or with Franklin and South Courtright. Toy Rockefeller came in here and she shot 4 for 36, and it's something I reminded her of quite a bit at AAU practice just to let her know about it. And I think she'll be ready, but it is. It's not easy to shoot here. It's a big backdrop. The rims are a little tighter. So, you know, things could get interesting tonight.
And we certainly saw in our earlier game today that we had down at the arena on CDO that BG, the Lady Bobcats, falling in the Class C finals, 43-37 to Watkins Glen. Had a tough time from the free throw line, missed some shots that normally go in for BG. We saw them on Thursday night. They shot the lights out there. Just can happen sometimes. So the starting lineups here for the South Courtright Lady Rams, of course, 22-0 coming into this game. Tori Rockefeller wearing number 10, number 11, Brianna Lang, number 14, Sam Acuna, number 15, Caitlin Stinson, number 21, Savannah Hobby for the Rams. And this is the team, of course, that lost last year in the semifinals right here on this home, on this floor, to the Franklin Purple Lady Devils, who won back-to-back Class D championships. And, you know, Franklin graduated some seniors, and now it's a fresh new landscape, but South Courtright right back here. They're in the finals. They defeated Southern Cayuga to get here in the semis. Milford took down Lawrence in a rematch of the Tri-Valley Championship game, so set to be a good one here. Milford will go right to left to start things off. South Courtright will go left to right, and boy, South Courtright always brings a huge fan base here, and they are packing it in here at Succo tonight.
It's a great crowd. Looks like we have some great action, and it's going to be fun, Nate. Get along for the ride here, right?
Class D, Section 4 finals for the girls. South Courtright and Milford. The boys later between Lawrence and South Courtright. Again, a special day of coverage here. We have some special sponsors who have helped us to get this game on the air between South Courtright and Milford. We're underway, and the SK Lady Rams win the opening tip as they go left to right. Here's Rockefeller for three, right side, off the front rim, no good. Rebound comes out to the top, and Lang is there to corral that ball. And the Rams have a fresh shot clock, and only 20 seconds into the contest, they'll work it around to the left side. Three ball is short, and it's rebounded by Lang, who had 32 points the other night in that semifinal win. Misses the layup, and the Rams again get the rebound and a fresh shot clock. So we're scoreless, and SK we'll get the ball to the top of the key, and we'll have an early foul here against Milford as Savannah Hobby crashing the boards hard in the early going for the Rams.
Long rebounds, Nate. Those long rebounds are a killer. You got to box out. You definitely got to box out the shooter, and right now that's what not the Wildcats aren't doing.
South Courtright going left to right. They get the ball on their own offensive end of the floor. Top of the key, back to Lang, right side, 20-footer off the mark. No good. Rebound here for Milford, pulled down by Savannah Eckberg. Eckberg will get the ball to Addie Lawson, and now let's see what South Courtright will throw here at Milford, Dave.
Yeah, it looks like they're coming out a little bit of a press, a little pressure defense. They're really quick. It's just a matter of taking care of the basketball for Milford.
And here is Addie Lawson to the left side in the corner, tries to feed it inside here for Eckberg, but she stepped on the baseline out of bounds. Possession back to South Courtright. It's scoreless, 6:55 to go first quarter. Live here on CDO from Oneonta State, it's the Section 4 Class D Finals for the girls. To the right side, outside the three-point line, Rams looking to work it around. Top of the key here for Sam Acuna. Down low, turnaround shot for Hobby. Instead, gets it into the corner for Rockefeller. For Lang, dribble drive, left side, and into the corner. And this Milford defense holding strong so far. 10 on the shot clock, and Acuna with a jumper from the right side. Off the mark, no good. Ball is loose on the floor, picked back up by the Rams, and again, a fresh shot clock to work with. Inside, left-handed layup is no good, and off the mark there for Lang, and a rebound for Milford. The outlet pass is knocked out of bounds by Rockefeller. Possession stays here with the Lady Wildcats.
Seems to be a lid on these rims to start off here, Nate.
Well, we know that South Courtright got down 8-0 to Southern Cayuga in the first quarter earlier this week in the semifinals before storming back to win that contest 80-63. So here are the Lady Wildcats, and Addie Lawson to the right side. for Waters for Milford. Her shot is off the mark, no good, and Rockefeller looks to run for SK down the right wing. And for Acuna, up and in. And Sam Acuna gets the first 2 points of the night for South Courtright, and the Rams lead 2-0. Here's Milford going right to left, back at half court, crossing that Oneonta State Red Dragons logo to Waters, right side, in the paint for Ekberg, pulls it down, gets it back to Waters, and back out for Emily Wirtz, the senior guard here for the Lady Wildcats. 5:35 to go, first quarter. And here is Mertz with 10 on the shot clock. She works her way back up to half court to the right side, looking down low there for Taylor Olmstead. A little too tall for her, out of bounds and out of play. So 5:27 to go, first quarter here. Dave, Courtright, a 2-0 lead.
It's playing right to the pace that Milford needs. It's slow, missing some chippies for South Courtright at this point, so it's been interesting to see what happens here.
Here's Acuna driving to the hoop, and she misses the right-handed layup. Swirled all the way around the world before popping out, and here's Lawson to half court. Lawson to the left side for the Milford Lady Wildcats. And she is hounded by two South Courtright defenders. Passes down low, up and in. Milford is going to get their first bucket of the afternoon with Emily Mertz. We're tied at two. South Courtright wants to take a timeout. 5:03 to go, first quarter. Tied at two. We'll keep it right here. Just want to talk about some of our special sponsors for today's game, including Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi. They're a proud supporter of South Courtright Rams basketball. They wish the best of luck to all SK athletes today. Sportsfield Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other professional athletic equipment used around the United States, including in the NFL. Go SK Rams from Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi. And of course, some other sponsors for today's game: Robinson Terrace Senior and Assisted Living Facility in Stamford, Staffworks. They have some jobs open in Oneonta right now. If you might be interested in those, you can call them at 334-5055. As well as the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. Visit them online at dnbd.net. 2-2, 3 minutes into the ball game, and just like you said, Dave, it seems like the pace really falling into what Milford would want to do.
It is, but the big thing is South Courtright's got to finish around the rim. I mean, we've seen him miss probably four or five layups so far, at least three or four jump shots. I mean, they're getting every opportunity they can, getting open looks. They just got to start finishing around that rim.
So 5 minutes to go, first quarter. We're tied 2-2. Section 4, Class D, girls final between SK and Milford. To the right side here for Bree Langwood. 22 points in the first half and a semifinal win. Here's Lang, top of the key. Bounce pass for Rockefeller. Right line, baseline, drive, up off the glass, no good. And another rebound here for Savannah Ekberg, the tall sophomore center for Milford. And Addie Lawson gets it to half court. Lawson to the right side. Closely guarded here by Acuna of SK. Lawson, top of the key, finds Mertz, left side, passes down into the paint. Turnaround shot here for Milford, off the front rim, is no good there for Taylor Olmstead. Ball on the floor, bodies flying everywhere, and we'll have a whistle. 4:25 to go, first quarter, 2-2 the score, and a foul on the play here, Dave.
Yeah, it's a little scrappy there, but they're really, really hounding Addie Lawson. They're really not allowing her to get anywhere around that three-point line. They're kind of keeping her out more near half court.
I saw Milford play Oneonta, of course, a Class B school earlier in the year, and very similar to the start of that game, Oneonta was all over Lawson, and she finally found her way. See if that game and experience helps Milford here today. They throw the ball away on the inbounds, and here comes SK going left to right. Rockefeller fakes the three, holds on to it, top of the key for Acuna, steps in, three ball, no good. Rebound for Rockefeller. She pulls it right back out. 4:05 to go, first quarter. We're tied 2-2 between SK and Milford. Here's Rockefeller. Downtown, she got it. Tori Rockefeller puts it in. Timeout here on the floor. And Milford head coach Jim Weir shaking his head at his girls. He'll have a 30-second timeout. 4:01 to go, first quarter. South Courtright 5, Milford 2. Will step away for 30 on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Special coverage of the Section 4 Class D Girls Finals today from Oneonta State on CDO. Milford will get the ball in, and South Courtright comes with a full court press, and Addie Lawson will get the ball to half court for Milford, but right into a trap here from SK. Lawson just gets around it to the top of the key. And to the left elbow, passes for Mertz, and back out for Ekberg, has her pocket pick, and here comes Bree Lang for the SK Rams. South court right in the home, white uniforms going left to right. Here's Lang, top of the key. Back for Rockefeller, in front of the Milford bench for a three. She got it. Second three-pointer of the night. And she's got it from downtown, Dave.
She, let me tell you something. If she gets hot, it's all over. It's she can shoot from anywhere on the floor. She's not afraid to pull from the green line sometimes. So be interested to see what happens here.
8-2 the score. Milford now with the ball, trying to cut into this SK lead. They missed the shot, and back the other way here for the Rams. Here is Tori Rockefeller. She's open for three again, right side. This one dies up on the rim, and a rebound here for South Courtright, and a foul on Milford. 3:06 to go, first quarter, SK 8, Milford 2. And Dave, you've coached Tori Rockefeller as well as some of these other SK athletes on your AAU team, so you know better than anyone how they can shoot the basketball.
You can't leave Tori open. Let me tell you, she might have went 4 for 36, but I guarantee in her career she'll never go 4 for 36 ever again.
Here's Acuna, left side for the Rams as they go left to right. Skips it across. Here's Rockefeller. Jumper is good. Stepped in for about a five-footer, and Rockefeller has 8 of SK's 10 points. They lead 10-2 with 2:50 to go first quarter. Here's Lawson to half court as Milford in the purple and white go right to left. Lawson, top of the key, gets around to screen. Three ball is off the mark, no good. Rebound for Emily Mertz of Milford. Back out to Waters. And Waters again for Mertz in the corner. Puts it up. This one rattles out. And a rebound for SK and Rockefeller. And an outlet pass is stolen right back here by Mertz. And Milford's going to have another chance. Here's Lawson from downtown. Gets the shooter's roll. Addie Lawson, her first points of the afternoon. And it's a three. And it's 10-5 South Courtright.
That's what they need more of. They need more of Addie Lawson. She's got to probably take 25 shots tonight in order for this team to have a chance.
Here's Lang, top of the key. SK back into their own offensive end of the floor. Acuna to Lang, dribble drive in the red paint, up and in. Bree Lang, the sophomore, her first 2 points, and it's 12-5 South Courtright. 1:55 to go, first quarter. Still full court pressure here for the Rams. And Milford brings it up the floor and into the right corner as they go right to left in the road dark uniforms here this afternoon. Shot for Milford is up, and Taylor Olmstead can't get it, and then we'll have a foul on the rebound with 1:45 to go first quarter. Dave, we talked a little bit about it during the break, is that SK is also doing a nice job on the board so far here this afternoon.
They're just crashing, and unfortunately, I don't know if they're doing a nice job or Milford's just not doing a very good job boxing out. They just got to get a body in somebody, and they're really not doing that at this point.
So SK with the ball once again in a 12-5 lead with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Ball loose on the floor, and Milford will come away with it going right to left. Right wing breakaway for Mertz off the glass, but she's fouled as Lexi Du Bois was coming back on the play and fouls Mertz. She'll go to the line. This Milford club is scrappy, trying to get back into this game.
It's Championship Saturday, Nate. You know, I understand that, you know, you got the one seed. I'm sure if there was a line in this game, Milford would be a heavy underdog, but I don't count anybody out.
First shot is off the mark for Emily Mertz. Second one coming. Interesting that South Courtright is the number one team in the state, New York State Class D, but they're actually the two seed here for this Section 4 tournament. Delhi was the one seed because they got the extra sectional points for playing in the MAC all year against Class C schools. So 12-6 the score now as Mertz hits that second foul shot. 1:20 to go, first quarter. Here's Acuna for SK. To the far side for Lang, outside the three-point line. Back for Acuna, and into the corner now for Rockefeller as they work it around against this Milford defense. Acuna, the drive off the glass and in. Sam Acuna now with 4 points, and South Courtright leads 14-6. 1 minute to go, first quarter here from SUNY Oneonta. And here's Lawson. She is met by that pressure right at the timeline at half court. Here's Riley Griffiths into the game. Right baseline drive, has her pocket picked. SK comes away with the ball. Hobby is on the floor, but stolen right back by Griffiths. To the hoop, up and in. Great effort there by Riley Griffiths. The sophomore puts it home, and it's 14-8. Milford down by 6 in the early going here against SK. Here's Acuna into the corner for Hobby. Nice skip across for Lang, and she'll travel. Tried that little extra move and shuffled the feet. So 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Courtright leads Milford 14-8.
Boy, it was a great opposite pass there for Bree. She probably should have just taken that jump shot right there.
Had the wide-open jumper. Instead, tried the extra move to get to the hole. whistled for the travel. Now Addie Lawson, the ball for Milford as they go right to left. Lawson at half court. Floater pass across for Riley Griffiths, and Lang is right in her face here for SK. Skips it across and intercepted by Acuna. 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Can SK get one last shot off before the end? And here is Lang into the corner. 5 on the clock. Back out for Acuna. Pump fakes the jumper. Can't get the shooter's roll. And that'll do it for the first quarter. SK leads Milford 14-8. Second quarter coming up for Dave Smith. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live Championship Basketball this afternoon on CDO.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start, SK leading Milford 14-8 in the Section 4 Class D Girls Finals here today from Oneonta State. And one of our special sponsors for this game today is StaffWorks, and they're looking for job seekers here at Oneonta. If you're looking for that next career step, call StaffWorks. They're recruiting for assembler positions right here in Oneonta. It's a number of full and part-time positions starting at $8.75 an hour, and StaffWorks is your key to getting one of these new jobs. For more information, call StaffWorks today, 334-5055. That's 334-5055. Assembler position now open in Oneonta, or you can go online, staffworkscny.com. That's staffworkscny.com. Milford going right to left there in the road. Not navy blues, but the purple here tonight with the white trim. And the SK Rams are in their home white uniforms with the black and the blue trim. And Milford going right to left. The ball in the backcourt here for Addie Lawson. Lawson going one-on-one with Rockefeller. Teammates in AAU and rivals here on the court this afternoon. And here is Milford going right to left. Shot there from Ekberg to Olmstead. No good. Ball out of bounds. SK got the rebound there with Du Bois. Stepped on the line. And so the ball goes back to Milford with 7:43 to go second quarter. South Courtright 14, Milford 8. Nate Lull and Dave Smith joining me today on CDO as Milford gets the ball in. Jumper from the corner. Right side is good for Ekberg. Her first bucket of the night. And it's 14-10. 7:30 to go, second quarter. Milford hanging tough here with South Courtright. Rams back the other way, right into the paint, up off the glass, and good there for Du Bois.
Good patience there by South Courtright. Probably could have got the ball down low, but they found that high post cutter and it really worked out for them.
We know Du Bois had an ankle injury and missed some time late in the year, especially the Delaware Championship game where South Courtright defeated Davenport. And now we'll have a jump ball as, again, Du Bois got a hand in on Ekberg, and possession arrow gives it back to SK. 7:15 to go, second quarter. South Courtright, 16, Milford 10. SK with the ball. Acuna for three from downtown. No good. Rebound for Du Bois and into the left corner. And now for Rockefeller to the right side. And for Acuna. Acuna steps in. Back for Du Bois. Good defense here by Milford trying to pack it in. Here's Acuna into the paint. Goes up. And a foul on Milford with 6:54 to go, second quarter. SK 16, Milford 10. And here is Acuna to the line. You look around the court here, Dave, for SK, just so many weapons. Hard for Milford to watch everybody at one time.
Yeah, they're just tough. You know, they got so many weapons. All these kids have played basketball together, and it's just they're just a tough team. There's a reason why they're number one team in the state.
Acuna makes her first foul shot, second one coming, and she's got it. So you have Rockefeller with 8, Acuna with 6, Lang with 2, Du Bois with 2 for SK as they lead 18-10. Here's Lawson down the left side for Milford. Outside the three-point line, for the Tri-Valley champion Lady Wildcats to Riley Griffith. Stepped in, thought about a three. Instead, passes off here for Ekberg. Outside for Taylor Olmstead. Takes it to the hoop. This one off the mark, no good. Rebound for the Lady Rams, and they're off to the races. Full head of steam here for Rockefeller. Slows it down, puts the brakes on, reverses across court for Lang. Step in jumper off the back rim. Rebound is loose, and SK will come away with it. Back to Du Bois, who has her pocket picked there by the sneaky Addie Lawson. And Lawson will bring it down, going right to left here for Milford. Mertz now with the ball, top of the key. 6:10 to go, second quarter. SK leads by 8, 18-10. And here's Riley Griffiths off the bench here for head coach Jim Weir. Now finds Olmstead. Dribble, drive to the right. Block up and in. Great move there, Dave, by Taylor Olmstead.
Yeah, they need more of that because right now, Tori Rockefeller, is really, really right up on Addie Lawson. She can't even breathe.
SK 18, Milford 12. 5:45 to go, second quarter. Here's Lang, top of the key. Reverses for Acuna. And down low, they work it for Savannah Hobby up off the glass and in.
Great ball movement there, Nate. Very patient. Got in the post and found that cutter.
They found Du Bois, who was coming in. She laid it up and in, and South Courtright leads 20-12. 5:25 to go, second quarter. Here's Addie Lawson around a screen. Thought about a three. Had to hold on and not pull the trigger. Gets it for Mertz. Now to the high post. And here for Olmstead, and she tries a turnaround shot. This one off the mark, no good. South Courtright pulls down the rebound. 5:10 to go, second quarter. And here is Rockefeller. Nice crossover move against Lawson. Passes for Acuna. Left side as SK goes left to right. Acuna can't get the finger roll. Left-handed layup to go. Rebound for the Lady Wildcats here of Milford. Milford in the purple and white here this afternoon. They cross the half-court timeline. Lawson directing one across. Floats it for Riley Griffiths. Griffiths finds Mertz, and in the corner here for Ekberg. Ekberg for Griffiths at the foul line. Jumper off the right rim, no good. Rockefeller the rebound, and ahead comes the SK train.
Those are the shots that Milford really need to start making. That's a wide-open shot at the top of the free-throw line there.
Here's Lang for Acuna. Baseline drive off the glass and in. And Acuna now has 8. That's tied for the team high with Rockefeller. SK leads 22-12 with 4:20 to go second quarter. At the half court, here comes Mertz in front of the Rams bench.
I tell you what, Tori Rockefeller is going to know what deodorant Addie Lawson's wearing by the end of this thing.
She is right in her grill. Really good defense here for Tori Rockefeller. And here come the Rams as they take down a Milford missed shot, and they're off to the races. Rockefeller now tries to get the ball back, but some good defense here by Emily Mertz on the other end for Milford. SK gets around it. Acuna, baseline drive again off the glass, no good. Rebound for Hobby, and a travel is called here on South Courtright.
Yeah, the other problem too, Nate, that's going on right now is Milford's just giving that baseline up. We talked about the other night, defensive rule, no baseline, no middle. Once you give those two things up, you're just in trouble.
So 3:48 to go, second quarter. Milford's going to take a timeout. We will as well. South Courtright 22, Milford 12, Section 4, Class D, girls finals here at SUCO. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Dave Smith, WCDO today. Live from SUNY Oneonta, Section 4 Class D championship game between the 5-seed Milford, the 2-seed South Courtright, and Milford with the ball going right to left.
Boy, they're setting a plethora of screens for Addie trying to get her freed up.
And here is Lawson as Milford goes right to left, back for Emily Mertz. Mertz with a dribble drive, gets down low, has nowhere to go, runs right into an SK trap, ball comes free, and Lang advances it ahead, looking for Acuna. Acuna back up to the top of the key, nobody home, but Du Bois tracks it down, back for Lang. Dribble drive, left side, off the glass, no good, ripped down here by Lawson, and Lawson tries to get ahead here. And Lawson with 3 points so far tonight for Milford. But again, Tori Rockefeller right in her face.
here with 2:55 to go before halftime. And here's Mertz. Passes down low. Riley Griffiths off the glass. No good. Ball out of bounds. Possession back to South Courtright with 2:50 to go. Second quarter. Milford's got some good looks. Some of these shots just haven't gone down here in the second quarter for them.
Definitely. I mean, they're getting to the rim. They're getting some really good looks, and it's just a matter they got to start finishing.
Inbounds pass here, and it really does look like Milford, too, is trying to focus on Tori Rockefeller after she hit those 2 3-pointers early in the game.
Well, Jim Weir knows. He coached her this AAU season. He knows when she gets hot, it's hard to contain her.
Rockefeller from downtown here. This one off the mark, and a rebound is ripped down by Milford and Addie Lawson. Lawson across half court to the left side, puts on the brakes, gives a nice stutter step move. 3-ball for Lawson is good. Downtown, and she only needed that little bit of daylight. She's got 6 points. It's 22-15.
She has a very quick shot, very quick trigger, and just that little space that allowed her to get that shot off.
And here's Bree Lang back the other way for SK, a 3 of her own. Downtown for Bree Lang as she dials long distance. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. It's SK 25, Milford 15. Milford down 10 as they go right to left. They have the ball. Here's Lawson with 6 points on 2 3-pointers. And again, Rockefeller right in her face. Top of the key. She dribbles to the right side. Passes one off down low now. Turnaround shot here for Milford is off the mark from Taylor Olmstead. Rebound for the Rams with 1:40 to go, second quarter. Back the other way for Bree Lang up off the glass. Oh, just rattles out. Went halfway around and then popped out, and we'll have a foul on Milford on the rebound. 1:34 to go, second quarter. Our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Dave and I will break down the first half as well as talk about our second game here this afternoon.
Boy, that's going to be an exciting one, Nate.
Yes, it is. Section 4 Class D boys final between SK and Lawrence. Really looking forward to that. Here's Bree Lang. A jumper is good. 2-ball from the left baseline corner for Lang. She's got 7. SK leads 27-15 with 1:20 to go, second quarter. Here's Addie Lawson to half court. Reverses far side. Dribble drive for Riley Griffiths. Can't get the shot to go, and she's fouled. Nice little baseline drive there on the right wing. Just couldn't get it to go.
Going to have to ask Bree Lang where that jumper came from, because she didn't have that all summer long, Nate.
You would have liked that, huh?
Oh, man.
So Griffiths to the line. First one is up and through for Riley Griffiths, another talented player here for Milford. And she has 3 points now, the sophomore off the bench.
One thing I'll say about this South Korea team, they're young, but they have a lot of experience. They've been here before, and they don't play like they're sophomores they don't play like a young team.
Riley Griffiths makes the second foul shot. Still a 10-point game, 27-17. Back to the top of the key for Lang. Crossover move for SK as they go left to right. Inside for Du Bois, and she goes up and she's fouled. And Lexi Du Bois will go to the line. And Dave, when I had a chance to see South Courtright play Davenport in the Delaware League Championship, as I said earlier, Du Bois was out. And I got to say, she just adds a whole other dimension to this team, and I thought they looked great that night. So, wow, weapons all over the place.
Tough kid, rebounds the basketball very well, just plays great defense. She's a great role player on this team.
Ball loose on the floor as SK gets it in. Here's Acuna, baseline jumper, right side is in. Sam Acuna, first player to hit double figures. She's got 10. SK leads 29-17, and some full-court pressure now from the Rams. Mertz in the backcourt, hands it off for Lawson, right side in front of the scorer's table. Lawson passes before she gets to the trap at the half-court timeline. Gets it off for Ekberg. Down low, intercepted by the Rams. And here they come back the other way with Du Bois. And for a post player, she's not afraid to bring it up the floor. SK going left to right. Here's Lang, top of the key, taking her time. 20 seconds to go before halftime. Here's Lang, steps into the red paint, kicks it back out for Du Bois. Foul line. And down low, back out for Rockefeller. Wants to step back, picks up the dribble, up top for Lang, 3-ball, this one, off the front rim, rebound for Milford, 8 seconds left before halftime. Lawson to half court with 5, we know she's got the range, can she get one off? Picks it up, chucks one towards the hoop, and it almost goes down, one-handed from half court, and it just rattled out, Dave.
Just rattled out, I thought that was going to go, and I'll tell you, that would have been a momentous swing if that thing went down.
Looked like a quarterback going back, trying to avoid the rush. Popped it up over everyone's heads, but it wouldn't quite go down. So halftime here from Oneonta State. It's South Courtright leading Milford in the Section 4 Class D Girls Finals, 29-17. We'll come back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonta to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonta offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonta.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonta has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonta is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to SUNY Oneonta. Dave Smith, Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports. At the half, it's 29-17. SK and Milford here at the break. We'll get you through the scoring summary in just a minute, but our halftime report is brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service, call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Scoring summary for the first half. First for the South Courtright Lady Rams, 10 for Sam Acuna, 8 for Tori Rockefeller, 7 for Bree Lang, and 4 for Lexi Du Bois. For Milford, balanced scoring for them, 2. Mertz with 2, Emily Mertz, that is. Riley Griffiths with 4, Taylor Olmstead with 2, Savannah Ekberg with 2, and Addie Lawson with 6. So again, it's 29-17 South Courtright over Milford at the break, and I think not that Milford is playing poorly at all. They look like they're normal selves. I think they're trying to deal with the South Courtright pressure, but just a lot of weapons on the other side for South Courtright. There's a reason you're the number one team in the state for a reason sometimes.
Well, it's that, and honestly, Nate, if you look at it, I haven't seen a lot of turnovers, you know, on the other side of the ball. I mean, Milford's doing a great job taking care of the ball. They just can't get their shots to go down. I mean, I bet they shot 20% that first half, and 6 of their 17 points came from tough shots by Addie Lawson. So, you know, they got to find a way to get her freed up and get back in this ball game. You know, we talked about the other night with the Bainbridge game, you know, getting back within 10, that double digits. You could stay within 10, the last 2 minutes of a basketball game could get really, really, really interesting. So it'll be interesting to see what Jim does to come back out with adjustments, but it'll also be interesting to see, hey, does South Courtright come back out and crank up the heat even more and really start putting pressure on this basketball team?
We saw that earlier today in that BG game against Watkins Glen. We were down at the arena for the Section 4 Class C finals, where Watkins Glen, the 2 seed, beat BG, the 1 seed, 43-37, and BG just kept it close. They couldn't quite get over the hump. They did tie it up and went up by 1 a couple of times, even in the second half, but Watkins Glen just kept that lead. But again, the last 10 minutes of the game or so, Bainbridge was right there, but it came down to foul shooting, and it could come down to foul shooting in this game too if Milford was able to make a little run
BG just struggled making some foul shots today, and I really felt that was a game that BG could have won today. It just wasn't their day. Sometimes those shots don't go down. I think about the eighth grader, Abby Selfridge. She had a baseline a drive where she totally faked out her defender, went up for the layup, and I swear the ball was halfway down and popped back out. And Watkins Glen went down the other way and scored. And that helped them on their run as they were able to get up by 8 late in the game, and BG just couldn't chip down. So sometimes it's just not, you know, not your afternoon, I guess you could say. And I just want, and you saw Bainbridge too, so you can comment on this. They had a great year, MAC champions, and you know Bob Conway's going to work with them all summer long.
How young are they, Nate? That's
oh,
the question
goodness.
You got to ask yourself. I mean, you know, and I know you're going to see them back at the arena next year, or I mean, they'll be in contention to be at that game. They're young. Conway is a great coach. I talked about the other night how classy of a guy he is, and it's going to be, you know, that team is exciting to watch with all those kids coming back. I mean, it's Bainbridge is always special. They always are just that grinded out defensive team. And hey, listen, you know, the other night, you know, fortunately for them, every shot in the world fell for them.
It
and
did.
Just sometimes, you know, shots won't fall for you, and that's what's kind of happened to Milford right now in this game.
What a great atmosphere that was the other night. Talking to a lot of BG fans down at the arena today, they said that's the most packed they've ever seen that gym. Of course, we were right in the thick of it. Boy, that was a lot of fun, and that was their semifinal win over Newfield. You know, the other thing is they only had 2 days to prepare. That game was supposed to be Tuesday, and with the snow, it got pushed to Thursday. So really, you have 1 day off and 1 day to practice, I guess you could say, and rest up. I don't think that really had a huge effect, but give Bob Conway a couple extra days, that could certainly have helped today.
Well, that's the thing. And you and I had touched on that on Thursday night, you know, the fact that that was supposed to be a Tuesday night game. So now you play Thursday night. You got your kids that are going to be a little bit beat up going into practice Friday. So how much you really get accomplished Friday with kids being beat up, probably some kids sitting out in practice. So then you got to prepare. Now you got to get up and get ready for Saturday, 1 o'clock game. I mean, that stuff's tough. It's not easy when you're trying to do that.
They were also having the Section 4 Hall of Fame inductions today down between the Class C girls and boys games. So that was a lot of fun down at the arena, seeing all those people around. A lot of local athletes being inducted today, including one that really stuck out to me, John Leach, a former wrestler, a baseball player, a good cross-country runner from Unitigo. He was back in the early 2000s. Really great to see him get inducted. Just a lot of great people being inducted today down there. So if you had a chance to be there, that was certainly a lot of fun. And of course, John Leach, as we said, from Unitigo, Jeff Parker from Norwich, Hillary Nelson from Cherry Valley. You know, Section 4 is so big. I'm just highlighting some of the people that got in from our local area. So that was certainly Bob Bassett. That's a name from the Tri-Valley League. Actually played back in Springfield before it was Cherry Valley Springfield. And, boy, he was a fantastic player. Certainly a lot of local names getting in there today. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. This has been our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Call them today at 563-HEAT. 563-HEAT. It's still cold out there, folks, so make sure the fuel tank is full and ready to get you through March. So at the half, South Courtright 29, Milford 17, Section 4 Class D Girls Final. Boys Final coming up after this contest between SK and Lawrence. That one's going to be a battle, folks, so stay tuned. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on WCDO Sports.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back to SUNY Oneonta as we get set for the start of the second half. 29-17, South Court right on top of Milford in the Section 4 Class D Finals. Again, this is special coverage here today. Want to say thank you to all our special sponsors that have helped us get this on the air here today. Of course, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Staffworks of Norwich, they have open jobs here in Oneonta. You can visit them online at staffworkscny.com. You can visit the Delaware National Bank of Delhi online at dnbd.net. Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, they're a proud supporter of SK Athletics, as well as Robinson Terrace Senior and Assisted Living Facility in Stamford. They wish the best of luck here to the SK Rams, both the boys and the girls. Start of the third quarter, it's 29-17. Milford will go left to right in the uniforms that are purple with the white trim. They're going to throw the opening pass away as Ekberg landed on the out-of-bounds line.
That's interesting, having Addie Lawson inbound the basketball there. When you're trying to get her the ball, you know, just interesting to see what Jim Weir is going to come up with here.
Here's South Courtright going right to left to start the second half. They're in the home white uniforms with the blue and the black trim. Says Rams across the front of the uniform there. Passing down low, back out for Lang. Top of the arc, three, no good. Rebound for Hobby. Back out for Lang. For Rockefeller in front of her own bench, far side. As SK again goes right to left. Inside for Acuna, up off the glass, and she's fouled. Can't get the bucket, though.
Great court vision there by Tori Rockefeller to see that pass across the court.
And so Acuna was right there back door, couldn't get the little finger roll to go, but two shots coming here for Acuna. First one is up here for South Courtright, rattles it home for Acuna, who has a game-high 11 to lead the Rams. Second shot coming for Acuna. South Courtright leads by 13. This one rims out. Nice rebound here for Milford. It's tossed out of bounds, and possession will go back to Milford again. They're in the purple with the white as they go left to right to start the second half. And once again, Lawson will inbound the ball. They've kind of done this all year. We saw them do it religiously against Lawrence in the Tri-Valley Championship here 2 weeks ago. Lawson to half court. In front of the scorer's table, left side, now in front of the Milford bench. Lawson still dribbling. Out of the trap, picks up her dribble. Far side for Waters. Dribble drive for Milford off the glass and in. Nice there. Nice job by the junior. Matea Waters gets her first 2 points, and it's 30-19.
And that's what Milford needs to do more of. They need to get to the rim. They need to get themselves an opportunity to get a good look at the basket there.
Here's Acuna, left baseline. Walks the toe rope there. Now for Rockefeller to the far side. Picks up her dribble, finds the boys. Pass down low here for Lang. Gets into the paint. She's fouled, and now we'll have a 3 second call against the Rams. Back the other way for Milford.
I'm really surprised at the composure by Tori. I tell you what, a year ago, some of these shots, they were going up early in the shot clock. She's really become a patient player and really looked for her shot when she's open instead of trying to force shots.
6:40 to go, third quarter. Courtright does look like a battle-tested team here today. They lead 30-19. Here's Waters again, pump fakes. Gets to the foul line, hands it off for Lawson. Lawson, back up top for Waters, down low for Mertz. The jumper is good. Emily Mertz now with 4 points for Milford, who also made an appearance in the Section 4 Class D soccer finals this year. So a great job here by this crew for Milford. They trail by 9, 30-21. 6:10 to go, third quarter. Dribble drive for Lang of South Courtright. Missed it, got her own rebound, up and in. Bree Lang now with 9 for SK.
What a balanced scoring attack South Courtright has. I mean, you look up there, you got 9, 8, 11, 4. I mean, just... it's amazing that all the players that are scoring for this team.
Here's Lawson dribbling coast to coast. Circus shot off the glass and in for Lawson. She's got 8 points. And we'll have a timeout here for head coach Jim Weir of Milford. 5:48 to go, third quarter. South Courtright 32, Milford 23. We'll be right back here on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessup Howes is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessup Howes Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Oneonta State as we'll have a whistle as South Courtright brings the ball down into their own offensive end of the floor. The jump ball and possession will stay here with the Lady Rams. Nate Lull joined by Dave Smith on CDO. 5.5 to go, third quarter, live from Oneonta State. It's 32-23. South Courtright with the ball. They step in for Acuna. Reverses for Rockefeller for three. Got it. Rockefeller dials long distance, and she's got 11 points with 5:20 to go in the third. It's 35-23 SK.
Boy, when she's open, you might as well just count it. Might as well just put the three-point up on the board because if she's open, she's not missing.
She is off to a great start here today for SK. She has 11 points tied with Sam Acuna for a game high. Here's Lawson, top of the key. Goes to the left side. Trying to find some room. Step back three for Lawson. Almost gets it to go. And that was about NBA range. Just rattles out. Here comes SK. Going right to left down the left wing. Rockefeller puts on the brakes. I think she was thinking about another three. Instead passes off for Du Bois. Drives down low. Misses the right-handed layup. And here's Lawson to half court. Lawson to the left side. Dribble drive up off the glass and in.
Boy, she makes that look easy, doesn't she, Nate? I mean, when she gets in the lane, she makes it look really easy.
Another underhanded circus shot. Annie Lawson makes it look like that's a normal layup. 35-25. A real nice-looking shot there for Lawson. SK back the other way. Lang for three. No good. Rebound and a foul underneath. This one on South Courtright. So Milford, like you said, Dave, trying to keep it around 10. Maybe they can make a run with 4:22 to go in the third.
Just hanging around. They're starting to make shots they weren't making in the first half. Lawson's starting to get to the rim a little bit. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens to the rest of the way.
Here is Emily Mertz. Left side as Milford goes left to right. And Olmstead will get into the lane. Throws up a jumper. No good. Out of bounds. Last touch by Waters of Milford and possession back to South Courtright with 4:12 to go in the third. SK 35, Milford 25. Here's Lang up the floor for the Rams. To the right side, ahead for Rockefeller in front of her own bench. Dribble, drive, jumper is partially blocked. Nice job there by Milford. Outlet to Addie Lawson. Here she comes across half court. Lawson, will she go coast to coast? Puts on the brakes, turnaround, jumper in the lane. Too hard off the glass. Gets her own rebound, goes up, and she's fouled. Great effort there by Lawson.
Boy, the refs don't like to call a foul for her. I mean, I thought she got hacked the first time she went up. The last couple times on the lane, she's been hammered. The refs are not doing that girl any favor, that's for sure.
3:50 to go, third quarter, 35-25. South Court right ahead, Lawson to the line, trying to cut in to this Rams lead. She certainly sacrificed the body on that last trip to the hoop. Misses the first foul shot here. Riley Griffiths will check back into the game here for Emily Mertz for Milford, as well as Savannah Ekberg coming in, giving Taylor Olmstead a breather for the Lady Wildcats.
I'm going to throw something at you here, Nate. You look at the sideline of Milford. Jim Weir's on his knees. He's coaching his rear end off right now. And you look at the South Courtright sideline. Doesn't it seem like they're in a little bit of a shock or just falling asleep here in the second half?
Lawson, in the meantime, makes the second foul shot, so she's got 11. They do look a little nervous over there, but maybe that's the cool and calm collectedness that you might have when you're this comfortable. I'm not sure. Hard to tell. Acuna with a drive. Here's Hobby. Gets it back out for Du Bois, and she's got it. Lexi Du Bois has got 6 points. What do you think, Dave? Maybe you just have that much confidence in your crew.
I guess as a coach, at this point, you got to let them play. I mean, you've worked this hard to get here. And now it's just a matter of going out and executing the game plans that you put into place. So I guess there's just different mentalities, different coaches, I guess.
And here is Addie Lawson. Throws one up from the foul line. Little running jumper, no good. South Courtright the rebound. They lead 37-26. 3:05 to go, third quarter here from Oneonta State. And Acuna can't handle the hot pass. Knocked out of bounds, ball back to Milford. Section 4 Class D final here today on CDO. Thanks for joining us online. WCDOsports.com as well as locally here on 100.9. And the ball right here to half court. Waters collides with Du Bois. Both players pop right back up. Possession will stay with Milford, but boy,
physical play continues here between these two teams, and some tough cookies out there.
That pass had danger written all over. That was a football pass over the middle where the linebacker just spying in on you.
3 minutes to go here, third quarter. SK leads 37-26. Special bonus coverage today. Some teams we don't normally see here on CDO, although we've seen Milford this year. First time seeing South Courtright, but what a pleasure to watch as Milford gets the ball here to the foul line, and Riley Griffith gets the jumper and a steal. A four-point swing and a timeout for SK. What a job there. Let's quickly describe that, Dave.
One little bit of lack of play there from South Courtright, a little laziness on the inbound, and the Griffiths girl just said, oh, what do I got, a basketball in my hand and a layup.
Hits a jumper, steals the inbounds pass, gets another layup, 4 points in about 2 seconds. We'll take a break. SK 37, Milford 30, 2:49 to go in the third. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:49 to go, third quarter, live from Oneonta State, Section 4, Class D Final. South Courtright the 2-seed, Milford the 5-seed. South Courtright leads 37-30. They have the ball going right to left. Here is Lang, top of the key, steps in here for SK. Back off for Hobby, back to Lang. Jumper off the mark, no good. Milford a rebound.
They're getting the rebounds they weren't getting in the first half, so that's a great adjustment by Jim Weir at halftime at this point.
Here's Addy Lawson to the left side. Lawson looking for Riley Griffiths, who just had 4 points in literally, folks, about 2 seconds. Hit a jumper, got a steal, and got a layup to get Milford back into this game. A three ball on the far side from Olmstead. No good. Griffiths, another rebound. This one off the mark as she tried about the 10-foot jumper. Rebound for SK. And here comes Lang to half court. SK going right to left, finds Rockefeller, pump fakes on the three, back for Lang, top of the key, 2 minutes to go, third quarter, SK 37, Milford 30, Rams into the corner now, here's Acuna, down low for Hobby, bounces back out for Rockefeller, 10 on the shot clock, into the lane, Rockefeller is hammered and is fouled and can't get the shot to go, but she'll go to the line.
I feel like this is a big possession coming up here for Milford, you know, whatever happens here with Rockefeller, they got to come down and get a bucket here.
So Rockefeller to the line. She has a game-high 11 points, as well as Sam Acuna here for SK. 1:48 to go in the third. It's South Courtright 37, Milford 30. Rockefeller to the line. First one is good. She's got 12. The junior guard, boy, that's scary to think about. Bree Lang is the sophomore as well. Another young team locally. We talk about it with Bainbridge-Guilford. Even Milford, they got a lot coming back next year.
Absolutely, and it's exciting to watch, especially, you know, tell you what, the Tri-Valley right now, and the Delaware League is stacked with good young teams.
Lawrence as well, which lost to Milford in the semis, is young and working on building a program. Rockefeller misses the second shot. Ball rolls out of bounds and will go back to Milford. So 1:46 to go in the third. It's South Courtright 38, Milford 30. As the Lady Wildcats of Milford trying to hang on as they go left to right. Some full court pressure coming here from the Rams, and Rockefeller gets a steal. Ball loose on the floor. Rockefeller knocks it out of bounds. Milford will hold on.
Boy, those two know each other so well, too. They practice every night against each other in AAU. They play all AAU season long, so it's interesting to watch these two go against each other. It's actually weird to see them in two different uniforms.
Here's Lawson, gets the ball in, then gets a screen. She's off to the races, and across it's picked off by SK, and a breakaway here for Sam Acuna. If she can get it, she's fouled and can't get the layup. Boy, that was close. Lawson hustled back and got a piece of her. And Acuna will go to the line for SK.
I don't know that Addy even hit her.
It was close. They were both racing down. Hard to tell as there was kind of a pile-up after the play. And these are big free throws here for Acuna. She's got 11 for South Courtright. They lead 38-30. Minute 30 to go, third quarter. Acuna gets the first.
Free throws, man. Make free throws, you win basketball games.
So Acuna's got 12. We know Bainbridge-Guilford struggled from the line earlier today. And it just can make a difference. Second shot, is good for Acuna. She's got 13 now. South Courtright back to that 10-point cushion, 40-30.
Minute and a half to go, third quarter. And now a steal by South Korea right on the full court pressure. They get it back to Lang. Skips it across for Rockefeller. Lawson is slow to get up. Rockefeller hits the jumper, and we'll have a timeout. Rockefeller puts one home. She's got 14. Lawson appears to just have gotten shaken up on the play. We're going to step away for a second. 1:20 to go. Third quarter, SK leads 42-30. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Milford with the ball with about a minute to go before the end of the third quarter. And now another rebound back out for Riley Griffiths from the foul line. No good. Waters with a rebound. She goes up. Can't get it to go. Ball out of bounds and stays with Milford. Three shots on that possession. Three misses, but three rebounds. Boy, Milford is scrappy. They trail 42-30, but they're hanging around, Dave.
They're just continuing to hang around. They had a little bit of unfortunate luck here the last couple possessions on here. It's a big possession here. They need to keep this thing within 10 going into the fourth quarter.
Addie Lawson, a trooper. She got knocked down on that last play down at SK's end, but she's right back here. Didn't go out of the game, just seems to shake it off. Into the corner. Now for Milford. Dribble drive for Waters. Pulls it back out for Riley Griffiths. Jumper off the mark. Waters, another rebound. This time it goes down. Great rebounding on that entire possession for Milford. Waters finishes it off. 42-32 the score.
Milford just needs stops. They got to get stops on this defensive end.
20 seconds to go, third quarter. It's South Court right 42, Milford 32. Here's Rockefeller into the corner for Acuna. Back to Rockefeller. About the 1 second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. That doesn't matter, though, as we'll have a three-second violation, second one of the quarter here on SK. Boy, this would be big for Milford if they could score here at the end of the third with 13 seconds left. They trail by 10. Home run pass ahead for Waters of Milford down the right side. Waters across, was looking on that far side there for Abby Freer off her hands, but last touched by SK out of bounds with 9 seconds to go.
This is one of those situations as a coach I'd like to draw up a play for a three just to kind of end the quarter.
Doesn't look like Jim Weir will take the timeout. And so Lawson will inbound to Waters. Back up for Griffiths. They'll try to get it to Lawson. Five on the clock. Can she get the shot off? Turnaround shot for Lawson. Off the rim, no good, but real close at the buzzer. And that'll do it. End of the third quarter in the Section 4 Class D Girls Final. It's South Court Rate 42, Milford 32. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage, too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter. Here we go. Section 4, Class D Girls Championship game. South Court Wright leads Milford 42-32. Special bonus coverage today on CDO. We'll thank our special sponsors in a moment. Before that, Riley Griffiths, the right-handed layup off the mark, no good. SK the rebound and an outlet pass ahead for Rockefeller at half court as SK in the home white uniforms goes right to left. Here's Rockefeller across.
Seems like Milford's picking up the intensity a little bit here.
They are some in-your-face defense, that's for sure. And here's Lang, across for Acuna. Down low for Hobby, turn around. And back out for Rockefeller for three. Got it.
Man,
Rockefeller. Rockefeller from downtown, and she's got 17 now. And Milford back the other way as they go left to right. A shot for Lawson is up off the rim. Rebound is tied up, and possession arrow will go back to South Courtright with 7:06 to go, fourth quarter. SK 45, Milford 32.
Boy, they will not give Addie Lawson a call when she goes to the rim.
That has been tough as she has sacrificed the body several times, and the whistle just hasn't been there for her as SK has the ball leading 45-32. And here is Hobby at the left block. Back out for Acuna. And now for Rockefeller. Another three. Does she have it? Yes, she does. 20 for Rockefeller. And a timeout here for Milford. SK, a little six-point swing. They lead 48-32. 6:53 to go, fourth quarter. Let's step away for a little 30-second break. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And at home, 6:53 to go, 48-32 South Courtright on top of Milford here in the Section 4 Class D Finals. Jim Weir calling a timeout here for his Milford girls. Just want to thank all our special sponsors here for today's sectional championship broadcast. Delaware National Bank of Delhi. Also, Staffworks of Norwich looking for open jobs here in Oneonta. You can look online at staffworkscny.com. Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi. And also, Robinson Terrace Senior and Assisted Living Facility in Stamford. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. SK leads 48-32. Here's Addie Lawson down the left wing side, crossing half court. Lawson tries to get around Rockefeller, gets into the corner, gets away from the trap, though, by getting the ball back here to Savannah Ekberg. Ekberg for Riley Griffiths, pump fake. Back for Emily Mertz, a senior, trying to extend her senior year here for Milford. Back out for Griffiths, top of the key. Three ball, she got it. Riley Griffiths will not go quietly. She now has 11 points. She's into double figures, the sophomore for Milford. 48-35, here's Du Bois off the glass and in. Lexi Du Bois has 8 points. And Courtright leads 50-35, Du Bois going to the line.
Yeah, that was just a tough going down the lane. Came down hard, went up strong.
So Du Bois was nursing an ankle injury earlier in the season. Had to miss the Delaware League Championship game, but now she's back in. And we'll go to the line here. Wearing number 20 for the South Courtright Lady Rams, the number one team in the state in New York State Class D. They lead by 15 at the moment, trying to make it 16. Du Bois does. She's got 9. It's 51-35. 6:18 to go, fourth quarter. And now a steal by Sam Acuna of South Courtright. Back out for Rockefeller. And she wants to run a little clock here for the SK Lady Rams. And now Bree Lang will actually back up towards half court. All the time in the world right now for South Courtright. They get it inside for Hobby. Up off the glass. This one no good. Her own rebound. She can't get it again. And lost in the rebound. Has her pocket picked, though. Ball loose on the floor. SK gets it back going right to left. And to the far side here for Acuna. Acuna top of the key for Rockefeller. 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. South Courtright leads Milford 51-35. For Hobby, back up top for Acuna. Pump fakes, back across for Rockefeller. Dribble drive right side, jumper is short. Ball loose on the floor. Lang will chase it down all the way to half court, but she gets it back for the Rams. Skip pass across for Rockefeller. Top of the key again to the left side. And now again to the center for Lang. 5:20 to go, fourth quarter for Acuna, for Rockefeller, for three. This one off the mark, and a rebound for Addie Lawson of Milford. And the Lady Wildcats looking to make something happen. With 5:10 to go, fourth quarter, South Courtright, 51, Milford, 35, Section 4, Class D Finals. Lawson for Riley Griffiths on the left side. Mertz steps in as she gets the pass from Lawson. That one's short. Du Bois the rebound, and the Rams are off and running. Going right to left, crossing the Red Dragon logo at half court here at SUNY Oneonta. Down low for Hobby. Kicks it back out for Rockefeller. Pump fakes on the three. Steps back. Skips it across for Lang on the left side as the Rams go right to left.
Boy, a year ago, she's pulling the trigger from out there.
And here's Lang. Steps in. Jumper with eight on the shot clock. No good. Rockefeller gets it back. And again to Lang, who will back it up. And South Courtright wisely just running some time off the clock with 4:25 to go in the contest. South Courtright leads 51-35.
Second and third opportunities have just been a killer all day today for Milford.
Here's Rockefeller.
Here it is again.
A shot.
Pulling it out.
And they couldn't get it. Du Bois pulls it back out. And again, another possession for South Courtright. Down low for Hobby, and this time she'll travel. But South Courtright had the ball there for well over a minute and really chewed up some clock.
And that's what they've done. They just the second and third opportunities, which has really hurt.
4:10 to go, fourth quarter. And Savannah Ekberg will check out of the game here for Milford. 51-35 with 4:10 to go, fourth quarter. Our post-game show coming up in just a few minutes. We'll have our three broadcast awards here. As Milford gets the ball into half court, it's Riley Griffiths. And Griffiths goes the length of the court, and she's fouled. Of course, our three awards tonight brought to you by Echo Brands of Sydney, NBT Mang Insurance Agency, and NBT Bank. Also, our special sponsors again for today's game, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Staffworks of Norwich, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, and Robinson Terrace and Senior Assisted Living Facility in Stamford. So South Courtright with the ball as they go right to left. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's the Rams leading 51-35. And here is Lang for South Courtright to Rockefeller. Into the corner on the baseline. Rockefeller gets it back as they set up the offense. For Acuna in the right corner. They continue to work it around. Chew up some time off this clock. 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. Rockefeller into the corner. Five on the shot clock. They force up a shot. No good. And now we'll have a whistle. Shot clock violation on South Courtright. But at this point, when you're up 51-35... probably happy to just take some of that time off the clock if you're the Rams.
Yeah, at this point, you're trying to just come down and every possession, get it down under, 10, 9 seconds, somewhere in there. That's when you want to get a shot off.
3:34 to go, fourth quarter. Again, 51-35. It's the Class D Section 4 final here for the girls. South Courtright, the 2 seed. And Milford, the 5 seed. And back the other way after a steal for SK as they'll bring the ball up the floor. And here
lots
is Bree Lang. Lots of patience here is correct for South Courtright. Lang will pass to Tori Rockefeller for three from downtown right side. Off the mark, no good. Ball is loose, and Rockefeller will bring it down. The junior went over 1,000 points earlier this year, and you can see why. She's got 20 today and still a whole year to work for on those points. They'll really start to rack up.
She really works hard. I mean, she's one of those kids that's the first one at practice. She's one of the last ones to leave. She's just a good kid on and off the court. Fun to be around.
Here's Milford back the other way, going left to right. They get a steal, but Riley Griffiths has her pocket picked by Rockefeller. Rockefeller picks up her dribble, gets it back to Du Bois, and back to Rockefeller, down the right wing for Acuna.
Boy, Jim Weir's going to make her run some extra sprints this summer.
Rockefeller to the top of the key, back for Acuna. Acuna having a nice night here for South Courtright as well with 13. They pass it inside, but it's tipped away by Milford. 2:25 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Addie Lawson to the right side. Can Lawson make something happen here for the Lady Wildcats? Tries to step in. Nowhere to go on a shot, so instead passes back. Riley Griffiths for three. This one off the mark. Rebound comes down and is picked up by Acuna. Ahead for Lang. And Lang to half court here for the Rams. Lang again, just chewing some time. 2 minutes to go here for South Courtright. This is the first trip to the finals for South Courtright since 2012 when they won the title beating Worcester in that contest. So now five on the shot clock for the Rams. Acuna across for Rockefeller. Can she beat the shot clock? Shot is blocked, and now we'll have a whistle. They are fouled with about 1 second left on the shot clock, and Rockefeller will go to the line with South Courtright leading 51-35.
I got to tell you, Nate, I haven't seen a lot of subbing come from South Korea. It's been this group five here that's really done the work for them.
Really has. This crew has been on the floor for a majority of the evening. Rockefeller makes the first foul shot. She's got 21. It's 52-35 with a minute 43 to go, fourth quarter. And now Riley Griffiths will check back out of the game. Gets a nice hug there from head coach Jim Weir. Rockefeller to the line. Second one is in. She's got 22 points. 1:43 to go, fourth quarter. SK leads 53-35. Left to right, here comes Addie Lawson in front of the scorer's table. Now for Milford. Lawson all the way to the hole. This one knocked away. Lawson gets it back, little up and under. She's fouled. 1:31 to go, fourth quarter. South Courtright leads 53-35. We're going to step away here for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Back, 53-37 with a minute 20 to go as Lawson connects on that final free throw there for Milford. South Courtright working the ball around here. They'll work it down low for Hobby. Back up for Lang. Lang, top of the key. Three ball is good for Bree Lang. She's got 12, and South Courtright will take a timeout. 56-37, the Rams on top. We'll step away here for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:10 left here in the fourth quarter from SUNY Oneonta, the Section 4 Class D girls finals. Number one team in the land in Class D, South Courtright leading 56-37. Stay tuned, we'll have our postgame awards coming up. Been a good showing here today for South Courtright. Milford giving them a run, kept it around 10 for most of the game, but South Courtright with a little run early in this fourth quarter. They now lead 56-37. Here's Addie Lawson to half court. 1 minute to go in the contest, and here's Lawson. Gets to the right side for Mertz. Mertz back for Lawson, and this South Courtright team looking to win their first Section 4 final since 2012. Shot here is off the mark, no good. Rebounded by the Rams. They're off to the races. This is a team that's no stranger to success. They won a state title back in 06, and they've just been a local power at the Class D level for the boys and the girls for quite a long time here, it seems.
The youth program, it really starts in the youth to modify these kids. I think Bobby V over there, the AD, opens that gym up every Sunday for these kids. So it starts at your youth program, Nate.
Couldn't agree more. 20 seconds to go, fourth quarter, as it looks like it's going to pay off today with a Section 4 Class D title for the SK Lady Rams. 15 seconds left. It's 56-37. Milford looking for one last shot. This one is short there from Taylor Olmstead. Comes back out. Five left on the clock, and the South Courtright Lady Rams are going to the state tournament as they win the Section 4 Class D finals 56-37. The Rams bench exploding out onto the floor here. Hugs all around. They win their first title since 2012, and a lot of expectations ahead for this SK team. It'll be fun to watch them the rest of the way, and congratulations to Milford on a heck of a season as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have our final wrap-up on this one, get you set for the next ball game, the Class D boys final, and hand out our three awards for this girls' game. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it.
NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Oneonta State. Again, the final in the Section 4 Class D Girls Championship game from SUNY Oneonta. South Courtright defeats Milford 56-37. So South Courtright moves to 23-0 on the season. Milford will finish their year at 18-5. Let's give out our three awards here tonight. Actually, let's do our scoring summary first. South Courtright is led by 22 points today from Tori Rockefeller, 13 from Sam Acuna, 12 from Bree Lang, and 9 from Lexi DuBois. So some balanced scoring there for SK. For Milford, 4 for Emily Mertz, 11 for Riley Griffith, 2 for Taylor Olmsted, 2 for Savannah Eckberg, 4 for Matea Waters, and 13 for Addie Lawson. Again, the final, SK wins 56-37. Our three awards today. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Dave, I think Tori Rockefeller gets this award here today for South Courtright. 22 points, really had a good afternoon, that's for sure.
Absolutely. She shot the ball, and, man, like I said, if she's open, going in, and she did a nice job, even though she was still chasing around Addie Lawson, those legs must be tired.
NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give this award today to, boy, there's a couple of tough choices here.
Listen, I don't know if you're allowed to or not, but can a player get two awards? Because Tori, I mean, what did she do to Addie Lawson?
She did.
Lawson, what'd she have, 6, 8 points, something like that? I mean, it wasn't a lot. She chased her around the entire basketball game, 32 minutes of chasing that kid around.
Lawson finishes with 13, but we do have to give it to somebody else. I'm going to give it to Lexi DuBois. I thought she did a nice job down low for SK, controlling the boards as well as controlling some of Milford's bigger players down low. So we'll give that award to Lexi DuBois, the NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. The ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, ACCO Brands of Sydney, proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. Want to give one to Milford here, so we'll give it to Addie Lawson. She'll get that award. It's 56-37, the final, but I thought Lawson did everything she could for Milford here today, especially early in the second half, some of those circus shots. She finishes with 13, so Addie Lawson, our all-purpose award winner here today. Great game here today, though, Dave. A lot of heart and soul out of Milford and South Courtright, number one team in the state, and you can see why.
Yeah, it's just a good team. It was funny. I was over in South Corey when Ski Davis boys were playing South Corey, and I had the opportunity this past summer to coach Tori and Bree, and they came over to me and talked. And one of the things I talked to them about was just go take care of business. Go down and, you know, don't you guys have worked so hard. Don't get down on yourselves. Don't say, oh, man, practice is long. You got to think that, hey, listen, we're still practicing. And, you know, the ultimate goal wasn't a Section 4 title this year for Burroughs. It had to be to get to the state tournament. Where, you know what, that's where, you know, it's all the preparation in the world. This team is built to win a championship.
team certainly looks like they have a long state run ahead of them. We wish them the best. Just to let you know, the Section 4 winners on the girls' side this year will take on Section 9. On the boys' side, we'll take on Section 3. So that's going to do it for our broadcast. We'll be back in just a few minutes as we will have the Section 4 Class D Boys' Championship between South Courtright and Lawrence. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. A thank you to Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on WCDO Sports.